Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, September 17th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by OmniFocus for iOS from the Omni Group. iPhone 11 reviews are here following last week's announcement and this Friday's release. The main upgrade to the iPhone 11 is the addition of a new ultra-wide lens to the rear camera. The Verge described it as a really fun thing to play with, but noted that the quality of the ultra-wide lens is not as good as the main wide-angle camera. The Verge recommends that if you can, you should simply walk further back to capture the full scene. But for situations where you're unable to move backwards, the addition of that new ultra-wide-angle lens will certainly be useful. Considering how poorly iPhones performed in low-light situations up until now, there was a lot of doubt about whether Apple's Night Mode would be able to catch up with the competition. However, this feature is being widely praised in early reviews. The Night Mode feature on the iPhone comes on automatically, so there's no need to manually switch modes to illuminate a picture. For instance, TechRadar says that the iPhone 11 now outperforms many Android rivals, saying that night mode can make an image actually taken at 1 a.m. look like it was taken in the late afternoon. Furthermore, Apple continues its great work in the video department. The iPhone 11 can now shoot 4K video at 60 frames per second with extended dynamic range. The front camera is also now capable of 4K video at 60 frames per second as well. The Verge noted that Apple has perfectly calibrated the lenses so that switching between the wide and ultra-wide angle lenses while recording is seamless. The upgrades to the front-facing camera have also been praised, with Apple going from a 7-megapixel lens to a 12-megapixel lens. As for portrait mode on the iPhone 11, reviewers say that Apple has significantly improved performance compared to the iPhone XR. In its review, Pocket Lint says that if you're in good lighting conditions, portrait mode offers plenty of detail with vibrant colors and minimal noise. Portrait mode on the iPhone 11 also now works with animals and people. In the end, the consensus among many reviewers is that the iPhone 11 is hard to beat. So long as you're okay with LCD instead of OLED, it's hard to justify the $300 price increase from the iPhone 11 to the iPhone 11 Pro. The iPhone 11 offers better battery life than the iPhone XR, a handy secondary ultra-wide lens, improvements to the front selfie camera, better video recording, and the latest A13 chip. With a starting price of $699, it's also an excellent value and will likely be one of the most popular iPhones this holiday season. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by OmniFocus for iOS. OmniFocus for iOS has long been the gold standard to-do manager for iPhone and iPad users. In fact, the app originally shipped on day one of the App Store, but it's come quite a way since then. OmniFocus on iOS gives you everything you need to plan, review, and forecast all of your upcoming tasks, with features for organizing projects by due dates, flags, and an inbox-style UI. These days, the iOS app also syncs with the companion Mac app and the new OmniFocus for Web app that you can access from any browser. To learn more and to try out OmniFocus for iOS today, go to omnifocus.com/9to5iOS or hit the link in today's show notes. My thanks to the Omni Group for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily. Meanwhile, iPhone 11 Pro reviews have also arrived. The focus of many reviewers is on the notable increase in battery life and the upgraded camera. Last year, The Verge was one of the leading publications to criticize the iPhone XS Max's efforts at smart HDR, complaining that the contrast was reduced and the colors were flat. For the iPhone 11 Pro, it seems like Apple has dramatically improved its image processing algorithms in addition to upgrading the actual camera sensors. In their review of the iPhone 11 Pro, The Verge says that photo quality now outclasses the Pixel and other Android flagships. The Verge also noted, however, that the iPhone's performance in low light and other scenarios like heavily backlit portraits was not quite as good. This seems to vary on a case-by-case basis, though, as The Verge also praises the new Night Mode feature of the iPhone 11 Pro. The publication calls the feature really impressive and notes that it preserves a lot more detail than what's offered by the Google Pixel phones. The Verge's review clearly isn't a universal win for the iPhone 11 Pro camera, and we'll have to wait and see how Deep Fusion affects the output of images. Deep Fusion is Apple's new, fancy software processing for images that it says will come via a future software update this year. Wired was less enthusiastic than The Verge in regards to the iPhone 11 Pro camera. While it generally agreed on improvements to photo detail, it criticized the color accuracy. Interestingly, Wired also says that Apple has removed the setting that let you save normal photos alongside the HDR processed image. Now it's seemingly all HDR or no HDR. Wired also said that it preferred Apple's night mode to other competitors, as it comes on automatically and doesn't require you to find a special shooting mode like the Google Pixel. This was a common thread among many reviewers, with the New York Times also praising night mode for brightening images without making them look too synthetic or too out of place. Experiences with the improved multi-angle Face ID appear to be rather mixed according to these early reviews. TechCrunch said that they could not really see a difference compared to the iPhone XS, but anecdotal testing from USA Today was quite the opposite. USA Today praised the Face ID performance with iOS 13 and the iPhone 11 Pro, saying that it's faster and works from more angles. As for battery life, Wired and the Wall Street Journal both offered quite a bit of praise for the improvements Apple has made. Apple says the iPhone 11 Pro adds 4 hours of battery life compared to the iPhone XS, while the iPhone 11 Pro Max offers 5 more hours of battery life than the iPhone XS Max. For instance, the Wall Street Journal's Joanna Stern said that she was able to make it through a full day of work with the iPhone 11 Pro having just under 10% battery left at 11 p.m. For her use habits, she says that's far longer than she was able to get with the iPhone X, but not quite as long as with the iPhone 11. She also said that the iPhone 11 Pro was able to stream YouTube videos for 13 hours, which is 3 hours longer than the iPhone XS. For the iPhone 11 Pro Max, Stern said that she was left with a roughly 20% charge by the end of the day. Ultimately, these reviews seem to indicate that Apple wasn't overselling the improvements to the iPhone 11 Pro camera and battery life. However, a common thread among many reviewers is that the iPhone 11 Pro is a great phone, but so is the far more affordable iPhone 11. The iPhone 11 Pro starts at $999, while the iPhone 11 Pro Max starts at $1099. They'll both be available everywhere on September 20th. We have full roundups of all iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 reviews at 9to5Mac.com, so be sure to check those out at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. My thanks to the Omni Group for supporting today's episode. Read all of these stories and more on 9to5Mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5Mac Daily.